Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Preaching and propagating Islam are the responsibilities which are imposed on every Muslim individual. However, the capacities he finds himself in may vary, and therefore this responsibility also varies. Now, there is an important question which relates to the extent of da'wah responsibility or the responsibility of preaching vis-a-vis a Muslim ruler or a Muslim government. What are the responsibilities of a Muslim government regarding preaching Islam? Now, it is evident from the Quran that a Muslim government or a Muslim ruler is liable to further the cause of good and to denounce evil, not only through the words, but also by action. So therefore, forbidding evil is something which is the responsibility of an Islamic government or a Muslim ruler, and it is incumbent upon him to not only stop this evil by counseling, by advice, but also by force if this is required. So the Quran at one place says in Surah Ali Imran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And there should be some people among you deputed to call towards righteousness, enjoining good and forbidding evil, and only those who make this arrangement shall achieve salvation. So this verse is explicit in the fact that amongst Muslims there has to be a group of people who calls to people towards good and forbids them from wrong. And who other group this can be than the ruling group, because they are given this responsibility of discharging these affairs, and not only through verbal communication, but also by force. So Muslim rulers it is incumbent upon them, it is mandatory upon them. They cannot shirk this responsibility at any cost. They have this responsibility of curbing evil wherever they find it. And of course, we know that through the Friday sermon, Islam wants the Muslim rulers to come into contact with their masses, with the Muslim masses. And through this public preaching on Friday sermons, they have all the time and all the opportunity to serve the cause of Islamic da'wah by exhorting people and by urging people towards the truth and towards Islam. And if they think that there is something wrong going on in the society and it needs to be taken notice of, so they have all the power and authority and force, and this has been granted by Islam, that they can curb this evil if it is found in the society by use of force. They can stop this evil. And the word of the Quran in this regard is forbidding munkar. Munkar is something which is a universal wrong, something which is regarded to be wrong by every person. And therefore, things like injustice, things like dishonesty, things like defrauding people or embezzling money, they all come under it. And therefore, Islamic government or a Muslim ruler is absolutely liable for forbidding these things. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.